This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I don't know if the Laramie Tunsil trade is the biggest in Texans history or the most impactful or whatever. It is the most interesting one, I think, just in terms of the talking points, because I feel like over the last few days since that trade got made, and you and I have done radio in Washington, and you were on Zach Gelb's national show a couple days ago. We're going to play some audio from that here in a minute or two. But it's been more about explaining why it didn't work out here in Houston with, for me at least, the acknowledgement that it might work out in Washington. If Laramie Tunsil's not put in a position of leadership in that offensive line room and everything I've listened to in Washington where they've started to hear guys like you and I talk about the Laramie experience here, they're immediate to point out like, well, they've already got this guy and that guy who kind of owned that room. That's all well and good. If Laramie's not somebody who's held up as some sort of example or put in a position to be made an example for the younger players or for the rest of that room, it could very well work out just fine in Washington. I totally acknowledge that this could be a trade where it's addition by subtraction for the Texans and addition by addition for the Washington Commanders. I think that's completely true. It is funny that like some of the Washington people are already taking up for Laramie as if he's played a snap for them already, you know,
or if he's even actually showed up or reported, because it's not going to be a surprise to anybody if he wants a new contract,
right?
So, and Washington has a whole lot of cap space, so we'll see. We'll see exactly when he shows up and all of that. But yeah, the thing that's really hard to explain with Laramie Tunsil to people outside of Houston who haven't watched week in and week out is that they don't know the emotional pain of the false starts or the severity, because what I run into every time I talk to somebody outside of Houston is they'll say, well, it's just a false start. It's just a 5-yard penalty. Why do you care? Well, it's A, the timing of the false starts at times where it negates a huge play, or it's in a fourth quarter drive in a critical moment and it's a drive killer.
Yeah.
So there's that, but it's the severity of the issue. So you take pre-snap penalties combined, which includes the aligning too deep, the illegal procedures or illegal alignments. He had 15 of those last year. In the last 5 seasons, Trent Williams has had 16 of those penalties. So Laramie Tunsil this year committed those penalties at a rate 5 times a genuine all-pro caliber. And that, by the way, and that doesn't, remember, Laramie didn't play for a huge swath of 2021. Yeah. So it's like, well, and I don't even, Laramie, that doesn't include Laramie's 5-year stats.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, but then there's also the fact that he's a finesse player. So people don't appreciate, hey, well, like, why do you guys don't like Laramie Tunsil? Well, because we're paying him like the highest paid offensive lineman in the league, but he doesn't make the plays in the run game or on screens, especially, that Trent Williams or Penei Sewell does. There's very little physicality to his game. So there's nothing where you look at it with Laramie Tunsil and think, oh, yeah, that guy's a tone setter.
Yep.
And it's annoying.
Yeah. Here was you on Zach Gelb a couple of days ago. This is a national show, and the video of this dropped on social media, so everybody on social media got a chance to hear your take. This was Seth's national take on Laremy Tunsil.
There's been a culture issue on that entire offense. If you watch the Texans play, anybody that saw them play this year, on any given Sunday, usually the defense is playing like banshees with their hair on fire. They are tough, they're physical, they're all those things. The offense was the exact opposite. They were a soft offense. So, yes, Laremy Tunsil is one of the best pass protectors in the NFL. As an offensive lineman, he's severely lacking when it comes to caring about being a run blocker. So when you talk about, you know, I hear people talk about him being one of the best offensive tackles in the league. He's not even in the same conversation as guys like Penei Sewell or Trent Williams or any of those guys, the all pro caliber guys. And it's been frustrating for multiple years now because he also tends to be one of the league leaders in penalties. So there's a lot wrapped up into him being one of the highest paid guys on the team. When you've got a coach like D'Amico Ryans, who really wants players who are kind of a mirror image of himself, just hard, tough football players. They get a lot of unsportsmanlike or unnecessary roughness penalties on defense. And the offense hasn't been like that at all. So on that entire offensive line, where it was just replete with disappointing performances by players, people had grown tired of Laremy Tunsil being the guy that some of those younger guys might be trying to emulate.
It's a great summary, man. Good job.
I feel like that was about right.
That was I think you nailed it.
I don't like to check my replies on social media anymore because I don't. It's a time management issue. I get too wrapped up and start arguing with people. Right. So I just try to keep an even keel. And all right, if it's out there, it's out there. I'm not going to worry about it. So I had you go do the dirty work.
Yeah, I think you'll be actually pleasantly surprised. Now I'm looking at replies to a Washington media member who I went on their show.
Yeah,
the day of the trade or the day after the trade, I guess Lionel Willingham, and I went on his show, and he and his co-host were you know, somewhat incredulous of some of the things I was saying. You know, I pointed out the false starts, talked about how selfish it was. We got into a little back and forth about false starts. How can they be selfish? They're just mistakes. They're mistakes when you make two a year. They're selfish when you make 12 a year.
They're selfish when
them.
You're more concerned with how you look as a pass protector, so you want to get a jump or a line too deep in the backfield.
Yeah,
all the time.
I choose to believe Laremy's motivation for those false starts wasn't, oh, I must protect CJ. I choose to believe it's, oh, I must have a 95 in my pass block rating. So Lionel retweets this and says, retweeted the quote tweeted the video of what you just said. What we just played, and he said, so Texan fans and media have convinced themselves that this was a good deal for them with a bunch of rolling on the floor laughing emojis. Name three better left tackles, I'll wait.
Yeah.
Most of the replies to this are people naming three better left tackles than Laremy Tunsil. Like Zach Gelb himself says, well, I'll start with Trent Williams, Jordan Mailata, Tristan Wirfs, and Deion Dawkins, just to name a few. Most of these replies are propane.
Even out of a Washington radio host. Huh?
Yeah.
The one that I did see before I reminded myself, like, okay, don't reply to any of this, is that somebody pointed out the hypocrisy of me pointing out unnecessary roughness penalties as a good thing on defense, but somehow Laremy Tunsil's false starts were bad penalties.
I'm guessing you've got an answer to this.
Yes. Well, what I saw was that multiple people had responded to that guy, and I'm like, okay, they're doing my dirty work for me. Yeah. I'm going to let it go. But for anybody who was just listening who thought that might be a little bit of hypocrisy, for one, the unnecessary roughness penalties come from multiple different players on defense, and they're somewhat sporadic. We've talked about Azeez Alshire and how he needs to just stop stepping. He's got to step back from the line every now and then.
Yeah.
But the sum total of it is that those are aggressive football penalties that come from a style of play that's encouraged. It's kind of like Laremy Tunsil. I don't bring up Laremy Tunsil's holding penalties. That happens in the course of a game. Mm-hmm. That just it happens, you know?
Yeah.
It's the brain dead penalties like false starts, or when it's a serial offender like Laremy Tunsil, it is a sign of selfishness. I don't have to know anything about Laremy Tunsil's Instagram or reports of a toxic environment by Albert Breer or anything else. I can watch the film and tell you that's a selfish football player because he cares more about himself than the team or that drive or the young offensive lineman on that team whose jobs are made harder every time he false starts. So there is no hypocrisy there.
No, I agree.
I earned a reprieve. I will not be burned at the stake.
Now, Mr. Optimistic on Twitter, at Mr. Optimistic HOU. He's a Texan
fan. He's a Houston guy.
And he tweets this, and this is an optimistic tweet. Said the Texans have a starting five right now as follows. Titus Howard, left tackle. Laken Tomlinson, left guard. Jarrett Patterson, center. Juice Scruggs, right guard. Blake Fisher, right tackle. Mr. Optimistic points out, all five have been starters in the league. Good coaching can help them improve. I think we'll still bring in a vet guard and address the line in the draft. I largely agree with this tweet. Reading that starting five left to right is a little jarring, especially a tackle.
Oh, yeah.
When Titus has never played, not never, but he's largely played right tackle and left guard. And Blake Fisher has a lot to improve upon in his rookie year. It is a big leap of faith if those are your two tackles. So my question is this, Seth. I still feel really good right now about this Tunsil trade. When you and I get talking about this trade, I still feel really good about the spirit behind it and what it means in terms of moving forward. I have the same excitement that if I leveled a house and I'm looking at the blank spat of dirt there, I'm like, there's going to be a nice house there someday, man.
Yeah.
But then at some point, the Toradol wears off and you go, oh, crap. We got to build this house.
So
when is the Toradol going to wear off for me, do you think? And I start to get nervous about what this looks like.
I would feel better. I'd feel a lot better if they sign another veteran interior offensive lineman.
Now.
And then if they draft a tackle in the first round, I'll get myself all hyped up about that dude. If it's Tyler, well, it wouldn't be Tyler Booker, obviously. If they draft an offensive tackle in the first round, and we feel good about that, then you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And then you've got options, whether Blake Fisher is a starter or a swing tackle. Titus Howard at right tackle is not playing up to his contract, but he's just fine. There's plenty of really good offensive lines that have a guy like Titus Howard playing right tackle. So it's going to be a multi-month process, I think.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is it a lock that Titus Howard is a tackle on this team next year, either left or right?
No.
He could be left guard.
No, I think it's impossible. It depends on how they fill out the rest of the squad in free agency and then what you have in the draft and how does a rookie offensive tackle or a rookie guard perform. The other thing that I saw, the your actual Willingham guy or whatever his name is, the Washington radio host, I saw him and multiple others accusing us of hindsight reasoning, that we're trying to talk ourselves into making feeling good about this trade. So I had I replied to him specifically because he's a colleague of sorts.
Yes.
A tweet of mine from January.
You got the receipts.
It was just simply this.
Yep.
I hold Tunsil to a higher standard. He could be an all-pro, genuinely top-tier guy if he would just run block the way he should. It's glaringly different from the Trent Williams, Penei Sewell strata, and those guys commit about 1 to 3 or 4 false starts per year. The inattention to detail from a team leader is frustrating. So when the whole O-line is as ineffective as it's been, it's hard for me to heap praise on a bell cow who sets a poor example. So that's our feeling and has been for quite some time.
Dude, go back. This is what I would also say to somebody like Willingham, which is like, go back and watch. The Minnesota game took place in week 3.
Yeah.
He had like 3 straight plays where he had silly line
penalties.
Of scrimmage pre-snap penalties. Are you telling me that for a guy who had a history of pre-snap penalties, it was almost like this is your life in one sequence of plays in that Minnesota Vikings game. Do just a little bit of research and say, really, you think a smart person sits here and says this is no big deal after a game like that? Like, come on, man. You know, like,
well, right. And he wouldn't accept any responsibility for it. By and large, throughout his entire duration here, it was never his fault. The league was out to get him. Yeah. It was the center's fault. The center doesn't know how to do the silent count correctly, even though the center didn't seem to be an issue for any of the other players. So it's and the other part of it, too, though, is honestly, this is disgusting to me. By a lot of people who also I feel like should know better, they cite this PFF pass protection grade, this Pro Football Focus pass protection grade, as if it's the only thing that matters in assessing offensive linemen. So I asked them, why are they not clamoring to go get Kendall Lamb, the 10th highest graded pass protector amongst offensive tackles last year? And why are they so adamantly ignoring stats like, oh, I don't know, the ESPN run block win rate, which had Laremy Tunsil as the 39th best offensive tackle in football last year.
39.
He's not a complete offensive tackle. He's a really, really good pass protector.
Okay, 39. There's 32 teams, right? 32,
yeah.
Yeah, so he's 30,
64. 64
starting
he's
tackles.
He's a middling run blocker, which, given his physical potential and athleticism, is unacceptable and inexcusable.
Yep.
He's capable of so much more.
Yep.
We saw it for a stretch of about 4 or 5 games where he was really dialed in and doing things right, and then he started getting lazy again. The second Titans game was atrocious. He'll wheel on a guy because I probably won't get graded down on this play, but I won't really try to keep reaching him. I'll just wheel on him and seal him off and basically allow Joe Mixon to get destroyed by the inside linebacker.
How high on the list of things you're rooting for this season, outside of the Texans, non-Texan stuff, how high is the failure of the Washington Commanders and specifically the offensive line on your list? It's very high on mine.
Yeah. For the petty cast, I'm very engaged in this.
Very
now,
engaged, yes.
I can't talk myself into being down on the Commanders' offense. I think that they'll probably continue to be a pretty good offense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not handicapping it as something that I'm going to be able to be petty about, but if it does happen, I'll be incredibly petty.
Yes.
I'll be the pettiest of all petties.
Good.
I'll be a damn petticoat, Sean.
That's when you're at your best petticoat.
Yeah.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We are off and running on a Thursday, man. Good time to be alive here in Houston. Speaking of which, Rockets win last night. We'll get to that. We'll dig deep on that one in headlines. We've got news around the NFL, news that we're waiting for still, a lot of people around the NFL that we'll get to. Busy day here on the show. Stay there. We'll do headlines coming up next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.